organizations who show that they can and will spend the type of money that you're looking for on your business, those are the people that you want to do business with. Don't try to turn people or organizations who have never done a certain thing into a person or an organization who does do a certain thing.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. What is that, Dre? That is go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Before we get into these truths, let me remind you of two things. First of all, my daily motivation text message, my Monday motivation text message, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point to start your week or day. All you got to do is reverse those. All you got to do to get this message is text me at my number 305-384-6894. Once we get those going again, which we will in short order, you'll be getting that message straight to your phone free of charge, and we'll tell you what your options are for how often and what you want to get as soon as you get your first message, again, as soon as we get those back activated. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. It's the only place I coach anyone directly. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, that is the one way to make it happen. We have a four-part framework based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability for high-level professionals who are looking for people who are top 2% performers or people who want to be in the top 2% of performers. And our framework is all about helping you perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and generate more money in your business. So if I just described you, that's the type of person you see yourself as, either you are that or you plan on being that, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and we will take things from there. You can see what we're doing. You see what you need to do to take your next step. We make it really, really simple and really easy. So easy that even a caveman can do it. And if the caveman wants to be in the top 2%, they should be a member of Work On Your Game University. So with that out the way, let's get into the topic. Business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Now, this one doesn't need a ton of background. I think the title pretty much says everything that you need to know about the background of this. So today and tomorrow, because this is going to be the last time I had a multi-part series, I kept saying it was only, at first I thought it was one episode, then I thought it was two, it turned out it was three. This is a two-part series. So today and tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, what I'm going to do is share some truths that you need to accept and emotionally understand when you are running a business, you are owning a business, or if you are considering running a business, some things you must understand as an entrepreneur. All right, everybody got it? Any questions? Good. Point number one. Topic, once again, is business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Number one, if your goal is revenue, you cannot save everybody. If your goal is revenue, i.e., you are running your business because you are focused on generating revenue and hopefully profit, because revenue minus expenses equals your profit. That's the money you get to take home, or at least put in the bank and keep until you decide to do otherwise with it. If that is your goal, you cannot save everybody. Now, this dovetails perfectly with what we talked about in yesterday's masterclass, which is why you need to go high ticket in your business. When you go high ticket in your business, one of the inevitable challenges that someone may have mentally with the concept of going high ticket is that now you cannot serve the same people that you were serving when you were low ticket. If you're selling a product for $100 and you start selling that same product for $10,000, you're going to have a lot fewer customers in just overall numbers. At overall volume, you're going to have fewer customers. Why? Because there are fewer people who will spend $10,000 than there are people who will spend $100. That's just simple math. However, you will actually end up generating more money by selling things for $10,000 than selling it for $100. Even though you have fewer people, you end up with more money. Anyone here who is in business, you tell me if I got that right or wrong. Anyone who's been in business for 5 years or more in the same business, look at your customers or clients list And look how much money you make from the top 10%, or let's say the top 25%, top 25% of your clientele in terms of revenue generated that went into your company's bank account. How much money do you make from the top 25% versus how much money you make from the bottom 75%? I guarantee every single one of you, you've been in business for 5 years or more, your top 25% of customers and clients, you generate more money from them alone than you do the whole other 75% put together. That's how it works in business. So any of you who didn't know, that's how it works. This is one of the reasons why high ticket matters. And to that end, if your goal is revenue, you can't save everybody, which means that when you start raising your prices, or if you make the conscious decision, I'm going to cut off everybody who is not in my top 25% of customers, I'm either going to send them to someone else, or I'm going to pass them off to someone else in my business, or I'm going to do something to where I'm not giving as much of my resources to them as I'm giving to my top 25%, that you can't keep saving everybody. That if you make that conscious decision, you're understanding that we're doing this because of profit, not because I'm just trying to help everybody. All right, you can't help everybody and chase profit at the same time. That's not really possible. Sometimes it's possible, depending on the kind of business you're running. If you're no Mark Zuckerberg, you can kind of sort of help everybody with Facebook, because Facebook is technically free. It's not really free, but it's technically free financially. And he can kind of serve everybody at a different level because of the nature of his business. But most of us, the type of businesses that we run, we can't serve everybody. I cannot help everybody at Work On Your Game University. And not everybody wants to be helped at Work On Your Game University. I mean, not everybody wants to come there and be helped. Once they're there, they want to be helped, but not everybody wants to go there. Not everybody sees himself as a top 2% performer, and not everybody even wants to be a top 2% performer. So when I even make that statement and I say we're looking for people who are top 2% performers who want to perform at their highest level, do so consistently, and make more money, I'm excluding a significant amount of people. I would say about 80% of the people who heard me say that are not interested once I say that, because I'm making it clear and I'm not talking to them. And that's okay. I'm completely fine with that, because I'm looking for the highest level performers. I'm not joking when I say that. I'm looking for the highest level people who are ambitious and urgent about reaching their ambitions. That ain't everybody. I know it's not everybody. And I specifically say it that way because I know it's not everybody. And you need to have that same understanding emotionally and mentally about how you're running your business, if you're going to go high ticket in your business, or if you're just doing business, period. If you're looking for profit, meaning you want to make as much money as you can in your business, which should be one of your highest level priorities when you run a business, because it is your mandate to make money. You can't save everybody, because not everybody's willing to part with their money in order to get what you're offering, period. And if they're not willing to part with their money, then you can't do business with them, because it's not business if nobody's paying. Now, you can do charity. If you want to start a 501c3 organization and you want to be a charitable donator, go ahead, go do that. Now, this ain't the show for you, because that ain't what I'm talking about here. I'm talking to entrepreneurs. So you got to decide what you want to be. Remember, the process with achieving anything in life is who you're going to be, what you're going to do, then you get what you're going to have, in that order. Who do you want to be? That's the first question. If your goal is maximizing your financial return, you need to focus on the people who can and will pay you money. You can't maximize financial return giving everything away for free. That makes no logical sense, makes no financial sense. And if you were trying to do that, they'd probably come put you in a van and take you away. All right, put you in a straitjacket. You can't focus your business on people who, quote unquote, need your stuff or wouldn't usually get access to what you're offering because they either don't have or are not willing to part with their money. You can't build a business off of that. Usually, there's for a reason that people can't afford to pay you. There's a reason why they can't pay you. It's a choice that you get to make, whether you're running your business for profit or you're running it for some other reason. You need to decide what kind of business you want to run. It doesn't make you wrong or right which way you choose to run your business, but understand that you are making a choice. You are choosing directly whatever choice you make, and you must make a choice. And if you don't make a choice, then that's making a choice in itself. And that choice will be reflected in your outcomes. So if your job, as you see it, is to produce a maximum revenue for your business, and hopefully that leads to profit, you got to focus on people who can actually give you the money that produces revenue. Hint for that is look for people who are already doing it. People who are already producing revenue for you. Remember that human beings are creatures of habit. And even big bureaucratic organizations are still run by human beings who, again, are creatures of habit. So the organizations who show you that they can and will spend the type of money that you're looking for are the people you should be looking to do business with. Not trying to turn organizations who have never done so into organizations who will. Again, it doesn't mean you could not convert some of them every now and then, but I would not bet my business on it. Let me give you an example of this. I was actually talking to a member of Work On Your Game University. I don't know if this person is listening to this episode or not, but I was just telling them this on a recent coaching call, because they were looking to get some new clients for their business. And they were telling me which clients they were thinking about reaching out to. And I asked them, why are you thinking about reaching out to these specific clients? Why did you target them? And their answer was, well, these organizations usually have never had someone like me come in and do my thing for them. They usually never have hired somebody like me to come in and do what I'm looking to do for their business. And I said to this individual, I said, have you thought about why they've never hired somebody like you before? And they didn't have an answer. Well, that's fine. They don't have an answer because it's a question that they probably never considered. I would call this insight. We ask someone a question they never considered and it changes their pattern of thinking. That is called an insight. And this is my superpower. I said to this individual, the reason why they have never had someone like you come into their organization is likely because they don't have the budget to pay somebody like you what you would probably want to charge them. This is the reason why they've never done it before. But on the other hand, are there a bunch of other organizations out there who continually, routinely, always hire people like you to do exactly what you're offering? And the person's answer was, yeah, of course. I said, okay, how about you target them instead of targeting these people who have never done it before? Because getting someone to do something that they've never done before, even a big bureaucratic organization, like some kind of corporation or let's say a college or a government, all right, getting them to do something different than what they've always done is an uphill battle. But getting someone to do more of what they are already doing is pretty simple. All you got to do is put yourself in front of them and show them, hey, all right, you did that one, and that one. Okay, now just, I'm next in line. It's much easier to get someone to follow their own patterns, their own habitual patterns, than to get them to change their patterns. It doesn't matter who it is. Everybody follow what I'm saying here. As a person who works as a coach and Work On Your Game University, which you hear me talk about every episode of the show, it is much more likely that the next person who joins Work On Your Game University is a person who has already in the past, sometime in their life, has hired a coach or hired a consultant, rather than someone who's never hired a coach or never hired a consultant. It's much more likely the next person is someone who's done it before with maybe somebody else, and then they just chose me as their next one, than someone who's never done it before, and I'm bringing them into a whole new habit and a whole new pattern of something that they've never done before. I'm not saying it's impossible, because there are people who are members of Work On Your Game University right now who, before me, had never hired a coach before in their lives. They were familiar with the concept of coaching. They knew that coaches existed, but they personally had never hired a coach. I was the first one they had ever hired. And I'm happy to say that. And hopefully they consider it a good idea, you know, as we get through what we're getting through. At the same time, many people who are members of the university right now, I would say a majority of them, meaning more than half, are people who have had coaches and consultants before. I just happen to be where they went to maybe after the last one. The last one didn't do a good enough job, so they came over to me. And hopefully they stay around and I'm the last one they ever had. Point is, people are creatures of habit. Let people do what they're used to doing. Don't try to get them to do something brand new. If your focus is generating revenue, again, find people who are already paying for thing X, and then you sell them your version of thing X. Why? Because they already know what it's like. You don't have to educate them on the concept of paying for thing X because they paid for thing X before. Everybody understand this? Instead of getting someone to do something brand new, it's much easier because, again, they don't have to be educated. They don't have to get over the mental hurdle of doing the thing because they've already done the thing. You're just offering them to do that same thing that they've always done. You're just offering them to do it with you instead of doing it with them over there. That's it. It's a much easier sell. So the organizations who show that they can and will spend the type of money that you're looking for on your business, those are the people that you want to do business with. Don't try to turn people or organizations who have never done a certain thing into a person or an organization who does do a certain thing. That's you're kind of popping your cherry. And again, it's not impossible, but it is harder than it looks. And on the surface, it seems like a great idea. All right, it seems like a great idea because you're looking at it like, oh, this is a blue ocean. I have no competition. Nobody else is trying to sell anything to this person. Why don't I sell my thing to this person? Well, here's the truth, folks. Most of us are not that smart. What I mean by that is, if you look around and you see that no one has ever tried to sell, or no one seems to be trying to sell thing X to a certain audience, and you say, well, I got thing X, why don't I sell it to them? Because nobody else is selling to them. There's probably a reason why nobody's selling to them, because they have already shown that they're not willing to buy it. Does everybody understand this? It's not because you're just the first genius to think about selling to them. Somebody has already tried and they died in the process. I'm just trying to save you from dying in the process of trying to do the same thing. thinking that you're the first one who thought of it. You're not the first one who thought of it. Does everybody understand what I'm saying here? Good. Again, I'm not saying that it's impossible to convert someone from never doing a thing into actually doing a thing, because all of us at some points in our lives have gone from never doing something to doing something. Right? It happens to all of us at different points in life. Some of us do it more often than others. But my bet was, I just want to get someone to do more of thing ABC. I want to go find someone who's already doing thing ABC to get them to do it with me. It's much more likely they're going to buy. Okay? Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. You know what is the biggest thing that separates the high-level performers from everyone else out there? It is not talent. It is not hard work. It is not resources. It is not knowledge. It is not skill. It is the fact that they have a process and a strategy for how to show up and give their best effort, even on the days when they don't feel like being at work. Has any of you ever had one of those days? Is any of you having one of those days right now? That day is called the third day. We put a label on it and we describe exactly what it is in my new book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs. In this book, I will not only describe to you what the third day is, but I will help you create a formula for yourself for you to show up and give your best effort, even on those days when you don't even feel like going to work. In that book, you're going to become a professional and no longer be an amateur. I'll give you a free copy of it. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is cover the shipping. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Again, thirddaybook.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is some truths. Business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Point number two, unpredictability is part of the game. Unpredictability is part of the game. Now, this is not to say that you cannot create a business that is sustainable and produces a consistent amount of returns on a predictable basis. Of course, you want your business to be predictable. You want to be able to sit down at a table or go to a whiteboard or to a spreadsheet and say, okay, this is what I'm projecting our business is going to do in quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four of the next year, and be pretty much accurate within 5 to 10%. It'd be great if you could set a business up that way. And there are many businesses that are set up just like that. That is also to say, here's the caveat to the caveat, that unpredictability should be expected in any business, even when your projections have been fairly accurate up to this point. There's only a matter of time before they're not accurate. All right. So predictability is a good thing. That's the reason why we have systems as part of the 4-part framework of what we do at Work On Your Game University. At the same time, you do not have the same guarantee of outcomes that you would have if you were, say, a full-time employee. When you're a full-time employee, you know you're getting a check every 2 weeks. You can pretty much calculate exactly how much it's going to be. If you're just fully on salary, you know exactly how much money you're getting every 2 weeks. If you're working on commission, for example, all you have to do is know the commission structure of the company, know exactly how many sales you made, and you can, if you're willing to do the work, mathematically calculate exactly how much your check is going to be. Now you know exactly how it works. That's predictability. If you want full predictability in terms of your money, go get a job and work for someone else, and you'll know exactly how much you're getting every time. That's full predictability. So comparatively, this game is much more unpredictable, and that's a feature of the game. That's not a bug of the game. Feature of the game is that it's unpredictable. You need to accept that this unpredictability is part of the deal if you're going to run a business. This is why I have emphasized that one of the greatest assets in the entrepreneurial space that an entrepreneur can have is having a bulletproof mindset and a strong stomach. You need both. Because if everything in this game is guaranteed, then a lot more people would be in it instead of watching it. I mean, one of the biggest reasons people don't get in or stay in the entrepreneurial space is because of the unpredictability of the business. You don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how often it's going to happen. That unpredictability is not for the weak-stomached person, is not for the weak minded individual, is not for the person who suffers from a lot of anxiety and stress and fear. It ain't for everybody. And this is why so few people get involved in the game in the first place. So if you want to be in this game, understand that this is a baked in aspect of the game. Again, it doesn't mean you can't do things to work against it, but it is a built in natural aspect of the game that sometimes things will be unpredictable and you can't see them coming before they happen. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question, who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number three. Today's topic, once again, is business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. It's number three, and again, this is a two-part series, so this is just part one. Number three, running a business is more work than having full-time employment. In case any of you didn't know, any of you was concerned or worried or considering if that was true or not, yes, it is 1,000% true. It is more work to own a business than it is to have a full-time job. Now, there are many entrepreneurs who start businesses because they are looking for freedom. I want more freedom. I don't want to work for anybody anymore. I don't want to have to follow a schedule. I don't want someone telling me what time I can come to work and what time I can go on break and what time I can leave. I don't want someone being able to just tell me what to do all the time or talk to me any certain way. I don't want to deal with these coworkers who I don't like and I don't think they like me either. I don't want to deal with office politics anymore. I want to have something that I actually own and that is completely under my power and under my control and not anyone else's. Everything I just rattled off to you are things that I've had people who have full-time employment say to me when they are explaining to me why they want to start a business. Again, many entrepreneurs start businesses because they are looking for freedom from whatever they're experiencing in their jobs. Notice that nothing I said there had anything to do with money. Anybody catch that? Those things that I rattled off are things that I have people who have full-time work say to me all the time. And it's not that they're not interested in money. They are. It's just that one of the main drivers for people to become entrepreneurs is often not money. Yes, money is a part of the equation. I'm sure they're considering it, but it's not the main reason why they become entrepreneurs. People become entrepreneurs because they're looking for freedom. They want to be able to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, and live how they want to live. And at a job, they're finding they don't have that ability. So they're looking at entrepreneurship and saying, maybe I can do it this way. And they are correct. You can do it this way. But it is more work to do it this way than it would be to have a job. So often people start businesses, and I'm not saying this never happens. Often people do start businesses because they're looking for financial freedom, right? And then they're looking for time freedom. It's usually about 50-50. Half of people are looking for the time freedom, half the people are looking for financial freedom. And the truth is, however, when you start a business, you're going to have much less time while you're getting your business off the ground than you had if you just kept your job. I mean, kept the job and didn't start a business. Now, if you keep your job and start a business, you're going to have zero time. Now, if you quit your job and start a business, you're going to be working more on the business than you ever worked as your job. Why? Because a job, you can clock in and clock out. Business is no clocking out, especially when it's yours and you're getting it off the ground. And you may have years of this, more work at your business than you ever had at your job, before you get to having the time freedom that you were initially looking for. So if you start a business looking for time freedom, don't be upset when the first year goes by and you actually have less time. You're more in time prison than you were before. You are more imprisoned by your time than you were when you had a job after your first year of business. And the only reason you started the business is to have time. Don't feel upset when that happens. This is actually usual. It's usually what's going to happen. I would expect it to happen. I would predict it to happen. Now, I come from a background of being a professional athlete. A long day as a professional athlete is 4 hours of work. That's a long day. And even those days were few and far between. That 4 hours of work is like two hard practices in the same day. Usually that didn't happen. But in case it did, 4 hours, that's a long day. In the entrepreneurial world, even when I stop working, like when I get to the end of my work day today, which I'm planning it to be 5 p.m. Eastern, when I get done my work day, It's not because I don't have more things to do. It's not because the work is actually complete. There's many more things I could be doing. There's always something to do when you're running a business. When you have a job, on the other hand, you have a certain time that you clock in, you clock out. You don't need to take the job home with you when you have a job. And if the job goes away, you just go get another one. All right. Any of you has a job right now, the company that you work for folds up and crashes and they're no longer operating and therefore they can no longer pay you. What are you going to do? I would guess most of you would just go get another job. Go get a job somewhere else doing the same thing that you're doing now. So you don't carry the job with you when you work at a job. When you run a business, however, the equation is very different. The business is yours. It goes with you. When you get done working for the day, it's not because the work is done. It's simply because you're done working for the day. There's a difference. Those are two different things. So the question is, why do people even start businesses? All right, being that I'm telling you all of these things, why does anyone start a business knowing all of this? Or maybe not knowing it, but why do people continue to run their businesses even once they do find out? Because we understand that the trade-off of the time and effort and attention and energy that we give to our businesses will eventually produce the freedom that we are looking for, while if we stay at our jobs, we don't have that potential. I've heard this one many times in many different forms from damn near every transitioning worker working full-time to entrepreneur that I've ever worked with. I've heard some form of what I just said, that even though the job provides consistent financials and you don't have to take it home with you, many people who are steadily and fully employed still want to leave their full-time employment and start businesses because of the things that the trade-offs of full-time employment. Let's just call it that. Episode 2174, I told you there are no perfect scenarios in life. There are only trade-offs. Everything has a trade-off. Trade-off of full-time employment is that you are working for someone else, which means there's someone somewhere within that organization who can tell you what to do because you don't own it. And some people simply don't like that. I'm one of those people. I don't like someone being able to tell me what to do. Other people are okay with that. They are content with the fact that someone can tell them what to do because maybe they just really like what they do and the way that they're doing it. And they're okay with the trade-off of someone being able to tell them what to do in exchange for being able to do the thing. Some people like the stability of knowing every 2 weeks there's a check coming, they know exactly how much it's going to be. They can plan their lives around that. And they're willing to take the trade-off that comes with that. Others are willing to take the trade-off of not knowing if there's even going to be a check every 2 weeks in exchange for being in control and having final say and being able to do things the way that they want to do them. So there's a trade-off for everything. There's no right or wrong here. It's just a trade-off for everything. You just need to understand this. And many entrepreneurs, again, are willing to make the trade-offs of all the challenges that come with owning a business. And I'm not even done. I only gave you half of them today. I'm going to give you the other half tomorrow. They're willing to make those trade-offs because of what they see is going to be the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, metaphorically speaking. I was just speaking to an entrepreneur just yesterday, and this is a person in the food service business that I'm coaching. And they were saying, well, Dre, I know that this is going to work out. And they know that it's going to work out because they're betting on themselves. And this is what an entrepreneur is doing. Entrepreneurs bet on ourselves. And we are willing to take the trade-off of the extra work and the uncertainty and the challenges and the staffing and all the stuff we got to deal with to be entrepreneurs, because we'd rather bet on ourselves than not. And we're not even done. Tomorrow, again, we're going to get into part two of this. So with all that said, folks, let me recap now. Business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Point number one, if your goal is revenue, you cannot save everybody. You got to focus on the people who are willing to give you money and capable of giving you money. Number two, unpredictability is part of the game. This is not to say you cannot create predictability and consistency in a business, but unpredictability is a natural byproduct of running a business. And number three, this is more work than having full-time employment. When you first start a business, you will be working harder in your business than you ever worked at your job. Expect this, understand it, appreciate it, and accept it, because it is going to happen. Tomorrow, we're going to get into part two of this series, this reality check that comes with running a business. Text me so you're in my text community. Number's down below in the description. And if you want to work with me directly, you want to have me as your direct coach, the only way to do that is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Link down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community, where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me, because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, It is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com.